He go. Oh shit.
All right, porch talk. Cut the shit, Mikey. Porch talk. Friday, December or January 10th. I'm here with
December.
Xavier and I'm here with Mikey. As you can hear, Mikey's making himself made aware. Wild card weekend coming up. Let's just start us off quick. Start us off quick. Houston Chargers. Shoot.
You know what?
Houston Chargers play. Oh shit.
I have really high hopes for both teams. I really wanted to see the Chargers go far because Jim Harbaugh being there, but I think there's no way. I don't think Houston doesn't come out with a W that game.
Yeah, I think the Chargers, I think the experience of Harbaugh is gonna help them.
Yeah.
I'm saying Houston. I mean, I Chargers
Vegas
they're
agrees with Xavier.
I
Chargers
got
are a 3-point favorite in Houston.
I don't think Nico Collins is gonna be able to like carry against that defense.
No,
No,
I
I don't.
disagree. I think Nico's gonna get all the work over top.
I mean, he's gonna do what he's gonna do, but I don't think that's gonna be enough.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's not gonna. I don't know
Chargers
if
are
that's
a
gonna be
3-point
enough.
favorite in Houston.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Give me the Chargers.
Yeah, I got
Give
the.
me Harbaugh. Yeah, I got the Chargers too. Like you said, I just don't. I think Nico's still going to go crazy, but it's not going to be enough. CJ Stroud's just been playing like shit. I have no reason to have any faith in CJ Stroud right now.
It's just a little slump. I feel like he's gonna do good. He's gonna be all right.
Yeah.
It's playoffs. He has to show up.
It's definitely gonna be a dual quarterback
You think
duel.
so?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go. Let's get a score prediction. I'm gonna take yesterday's score, go 27-24 Chargers.
I was just about to say that.
I think it's gonna be a high scoring game, to be honest. I think 31-24, Houston.
Houston, yeah. I mean, I don't mind that either.
Yeah, I got 27-24.
Yeah, 27-24 Chargers. All right, what about Pittsburgh, Baltimore? I feel like this is an easy one.
I
No
got
brainer.
the Ravens 16-10.
Why? 16-10, brother?
Bro, you know
Dang.
that's not gonna be no high scoring game.
That's true.
That's the Ravens versus Steelers, bro.
I
Well,
think that Ravens put up 21.
I was going to say like something like 20, 27-10,
Because I feel
Baltimore.
like Pittsburgh defense is going to just be like tired from staying on the field.
Yeah, but that's the other thing is you got to acknowledge how shitty Mike Tomlin is in the playoffs.
That's what I'm
He
saying.
gets those 500 records. Like, he gets those winning records. He gets those winning records. But
I
once
think
it's
he's
the
on a hot
clock
seat.
strikes January, I don't think he's on the hot seat necessarily, but I
They got to
think
win a game at least.
exactly. I think just once the clock strikes January, Mike Tomlin just for some reason forgets how to coach football.
Because they
So I'm
haven't
gonna
won
go
since 2016.
27-10. Yeah,
2017.
exactly. 27-10 Baltimore.
Zay Flowers
21.
not playing.
Zay Flowers isn't playing. I was just about to say that too. Yeah.
But they still got
Oh.
Henry, Mark Andrews, likely.
Actually, yeah, with no Zay, I'm gonna change that. That's a good point.
But he still got Henry.
I say
Yeah.
21-17. 21-17.
You
But
think Pittsburgh makes it a ball game?
I
Nah,
think he
I
is
don't know.
ball game. But you know what? It's gonna be Derrick Henry, two touchdowns, and Lamar rushing touchdown.
What's the spread, Mikey? Give me a spread shout. What do you think? Guess the line. I have it in front of me.
Baltimore minus seven,
9.5.
nine and a
So
half.
basically, Baltimore to win by 10. Yeah, I got right around maybe like a 24-10.
Now, I kind of expect the Steelers to keep it close because Russell Wilson does have experience.
That's true.
But I still think the Ravens are going to win, but I think it's still going to be close.
It's just for me, the Baltimore defense was fucking horrible for the first probably 13 weeks of the season.
But they've been
But
playing
for
good
the
lately.
last six, man, they've been playing really well. Baltimore's defense has really taken a turn for some reason. That's why I just don't think Pittsburgh is going to be able to hang. Najee's not going to do shit. George Pickens is going to be George
Block
Pickens.
playing.
Yeah. But still, I don't think I mean, I got Baltimore. Lock in the final numbers, boys. I got Baltimore 24-10, Baltimore.
21-17, Baltimore.
16-10, Baltimore.
You're confident in that 16-10. I respect that.
Telling you, it's gonna be 16-10.
You should put some money on that. You probably get a nice little payday.
I feel like it's gonna be like that.
I'll tell Peyton to, she's in Vegas right now. I'll have her go put in a 16-10.
Hey. Yeah, put give her some money, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have you send Peyton some money, Xavier. She'll get you a 16-10 Baltimore ticket. Broncos Buffalo on Sunday. I'm gonna just come out before you guys answer this one. All I'm gonna say one thing. Don't let Bo Nix jump off the porch.
Yeah, I feel like this is an upset. Like
Don't
this
let
could be
Bo
an
Nix
upset.
jump off the porch. That's all I'm saying, man.
This could be an upset. This could be an upset, bro. This could be
I
an upset.
100% agree with you because for me, it's yes, Josh Allen is at an MVP level. We're not disagreeing with that. Josh Allen's playing. I don't think he's the MVP. I think it should be Lamar. Or I'd take Joe Burrow over before Josh Allen for MVP, but that's a conversation for a different day. If Josh Allen does not play like Josh Allen does, and he's been questionable in the playoffs at best, the jury is still out on that, on Josh Allen in the playoffs. If he falls off a cliff tomorrow or Sunday, or even stumbles down the cliff, I think I'm gonna take Denver, man.
Fuck, you mean the
If
jury's out for what you mean the jury's out
Josh
for Allen?
Allen in the playoffs, he's not great in the playoffs. Go game by game.
He doesn't play bad in the playoffs.
What did he do against KC last year?
Didn't the kicker miss a field goal?
Yeah, but why the kicker shouldn't be in a position to be the game should not be decided on a kicker to begin with. Like Josh Allen already fucked up if the game's getting decided by Tyler Bass.
Now I feel like he
He had
gotta
like a
win some games, but I
180.
don't feel like it's like he's like it's like you
I
feel
think the
me like.
jury's still out on him in the playoffs, man. That verdict has not come back yet.
But I feel like Denver could win because, like you said, Bo Nix is like he's on fire right now, and they got a defense. Like Denver always had a
That's the other
defense.
thing. That's the other thing is that defense. That's what I'm saying. If Josh Allen stumbles, say they go into the break and it's, 14-3 Denver. Denver still, Denver lands two punches early. I mean, that obviously it's Josh Allen and he can come back, but against that Denver defense, the only thing though for me that Denver is going to have to figure out is their run game. Because if they want to control this game, they got to put the ball on the ground, and that's something they've done horribly this year. Javonte Williams has been awful. Who else is even in the fucking backfield? Jaleel McLaughlin, and that other guy. What's his name? Estime. Audric Estime. You got to have a big game from somebody on the ground tomorrow because you're not going to beat Buffalo through the air. It's not going to be Bo Nix going for 375 yards.
But Buffalo's gonna have to be able to run it good too.
That's the other thing. Yeah. It's going to honestly, obviously, it's obvious, who it's going to come down to who can stay on the field the longest, but that's really what it's going to be. I think it's going to be a game of clock management and possessions.
Cause I feel like the Bills is like kind of like the Ravens. Like if they don't run good, they don't win.
Yeah, it's all tied to Lamar. It's the same thing. It's all tied to Josh Allen.
Yeah.
But it is in Buffalo. It is against a rookie quarter. I'm gonna shoot you a couple other things to support why I think Bo Nix may jump off the porch this weekend. It's an 8.5 point favorite in Buffalo against a rookie quarterback. Only seven rookie quarterbacks in NFL history have won a playoff game, and only three of those have been on the road. So if only three rookie quarterbacks in NFL history have won a playoff game, and now you add in it's against an MVP candidate on the road, why is the spread only 8 points?
Wait, so if he wins that, you think he should get rookie of the year?
Potentially. But why is the spread only 8 points, Mike? You see what I'm saying?
That's
Why
crazy.
eight? Why is 8 points the spread?
I don't
If
know.
only three rookie quarterbacks have won a playoff game on the road
They
in NFL history.
definitely think Broncos can put up a game. And if I think they can pull up an upset, I think it's gonna be a close game, like 24-21. They
Yeah,
win
some
by a
like
field goal,
game winning shit. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's what I'm thinking.
I have low scoring. Yeah, I have field goals, low scoring, possessions, and clock management. I'm gonna shoot you like shit. I may even say 21-13 Denver.
Damn.
Yeah, I like
I'll
Denver
go
this weekend.
with 24-21 Denver.
I sold you on the Denver thing. It's just, why is it only 8 points, man? If only three rookie quarterbacks have won a playoff game in NFL history on the road, and it's against an MVP candidate, why is the spread only 8 points? I also have to say, though, I got to fall on the sword real quick. I started off the very first episode of Porch Talk. I said I would be watching zero Denver Broncos football this season because I have a life, and I completely was wrong. So I'll admit that I could not have been any more wrong about the Denver Broncos. Because now I'm sitting here saying they're going to beat Buffalo in a playoff
I
game.
don't know why you said that. They only went 9-8 last year. I mean,
Yeah, I
eight
don't
and
know.
nine.
I didn't have any faith in Bo Nix, to be honest.
They went 8-9.
I didn't have any faith in Bo Nix. He started the season off shitty. So I was like, yeah, this team's cooked. But
Now, I don't
no,
think he
I
started
take
off
that
shit. I
back.
think just the defense was too good. Like you couldn't really, like the defense was really winning in the games. But like he really started to get more comfortable.
H just screams at me, man. Like, for example, if the Baltimore spread's 9.5, why is the Buffalo spread only 8.5? That's Russell Wilson.
Well, what do you think the score is going to be for this one?
I got 21. I want to say 21, like 15, because I think Buffalo's going to have to go for two at some point and do some funky shit. So maybe like 21-15, Denver. I think they sneak this one away in Buffalo. I just don't like Buffalo in the playoffs. Buffalo has improved in the playoffs. Sean McDermott is getting talked about getting fired every time this every time this of the year, or fuck, every January we start talking about is Sean McDermott getting fired. And that's because Buffalo sucks in the playoffs.
I got the Broncos winning 34-31.
We all have Denver. Nobody's
Yeah,
taking Buffalo. Good. I
I got
like that.
Denver. Fuck the
Yeah.
Bills.
Fuck the Bills. Exactly. 8.5 is just low. That's Vegas telling me something right there. Vegas knows something. That's too low. What about Green Bay, Philly, NFC?
Oh, I got
Guess
Philly.
the spread.
I got
Guess the
fucking
spread on
Philly.
that one. Philly by how much? What do you think?
So I don't even know. Mike, what
Uh,
do you
three,
think?
3.5.
5.5 in Philly. So Philly by 6 in Philly. So I'll figure. Yeah,
Wait,
man.
Watson is out though.
Yeah, no Christian Watson.
Nigga is out.
And Philly's defense has been, he really, that was some dumb. Did you watch that game where he went out?
Watson.
Why are they even playing starters in that situation? I don't remember if there were
Against the
stipulations
fucking
around.
Bears, bro.
Yeah, I don't think they needed to win last week. I don't think it had to do much on their season.
No, the Rams, that ain't the Rams didn't affect they shit, right?
Yeah, I don't think the Packers really needed to win last week, so that was fucking stupid. Because he tore it, right? He's out for the
Yeah,
season.
he's out.
Yeah.
It's gonna affect them next year too.
Yeah, speaking of effect of next year, you see what happened with Tank Dell? They said he'll be out 2 seasons. And Deshaun Watson tore his Achilles again.
Damn.
Yeah.
So that
So
means the
Deshaun tore the
Texans gotta
Achilles.
re-sign him. They gotta
Tank?
re-sign Diggs now.
Oh, yeah.
They can't
Yeah,
let him
well, they'll
go.
draft somebody. They have some nice draft pick. They have some nice rookie wide receivers. John Metchie out of Alabama. Xavier Hutchinson. Houston's got a nice little wide receiver room in, for the future. But yeah, they'll probably look to re-sign in Stephon. Did you see what happened with Kyron Lacy this morning, Xavier? Or a
No.
couple weeks ago? You know the
No.
wide receiver for LSU, Kyron Lacy?
No,
He led
I'm
LSU in touchdowns. Yeah, LSU sucked this year, so I don't blame you.
yeah,
But
I didn't watch
he
this
led
year.
LSU in touchdowns, led LSU in receiving yards. He fucking was on a like one way each way road, you know what I'm saying? Like one lane going each way in Louisiana, like backcountry Louisiana. And they said he was going around people like into oncoming traffic to pass cars. And he did it one time, barely missed like a truck of a old, like a 78-year-old Marine or something. He ended up like hitting the Marine, ended up head on with somebody else, whatever. The Marine died. So now Kyron Lacy is on the run for negligent vehicular homicide and hit and fleeing the scene of an accident and a
What?
bunch of fucking crimes. Yeah. So they're going to throw him under the jail. Because
Put him
Louisiana, you
under the
killed an
jail.
old white Marine and you went on a run in Louisiana.
That's
They're going to
fucking
name the jail after
crazy.
him. Yeah. Because he would have been a second round pick this year. He just declared for the draft. He declared for the draft and then that happened 2 days later. Oh, no. That happened and then he declared 2 days later. Because this was the 17th
Bruh.
this happened. It just came out today for some reason.
Bro, that's why you gotta have the right people around you to like tell you to chill and all that fast shit. Come like all the
Yeah.
money, all the cars, all that other shit. That's
You know he wasn't
crazy.
driving a fucking Civic. You know he was in some
Yo.
NIL, some crazy car.
And you said he declared for the draft?
He declared for the draft. It was either 2 days before that or 2 days after that. Yeah, he would have
Yo.
been a second round pick, probably. Second, maybe early third. They were saying a month ago he would have been a first round pick. He had 10 touchdowns for LSU this year.
I don't get why people just don't fucking Uber.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't even, I don't even think he was, I mean, I don't know, I can't speak to his inebriation levels, but I think they said he was just impatient and just trying to pass people on one-way streets. You know, you're coming into head-on traffic at that point. But yeah, he went
This.
on the run. The second he went on the run and fled, they still don't have him either. He's going to go under the
Bro,
jail.
you might as well just turn yourself in.
They're going to make an example out of him,
Like, just turn yourself
unfortunately.
in.
Yeah.
Because
I
this
don't think
shit
he
is.
will though.
Yeah, I don't think he is either.
You
But.
fled like that's your like remember Henry Ruggs? Like
Yeah.
Henry Ruggs, but imagine if Henry Ruggs killed an old white Marine in Louisiana.
Oh yeah, in Louisiana too.
Like backcountry Louisiana, like Bobby Boucher,
Oh
Louisiana.
yeah, that
Like small
motherfucker.
town Bobby Boucher, Louisiana. Like under the jail,
Yo,
brother. They're
I'm
gonna
not
name
like
the jail
RIP to the
after him.
Marine. I'm just laughing because like I'm just saying like this motherfucker
Yeah.
don't know what he just did.
Oh, horrible. Yeah. Obviously, I think he was like a father of three, grandkids, whole bunch of shit. But horrible that he passed away. Of
Yeah.
course, it's always the other per it's always the person that causes the accident is never the one that dies. But
Crazy.
yeah, they're gonna put him under the jail. But let's we can move on from that schmuck. But yeah, Kyron Lacey, I don't think he'll be seeing the NFL anytime soon. But so we have Philly Green Bay, back to that. Philly's a 6-point favorite in Philly. No Christian Watson. Yeah, this is gonna be Philly. Is Jalen Hurts playing? I read the other day that he was still in concussion protocol.
Wait, who? I haven't
Jalen
heard
Hurts.
that.
Oh, he's
He's
playing?
playing. Yeah, I heard he was probably. Yeah, he's playing.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be Philly then. There's no way Green Bay pulls this one out.
I think Green Bay can pull it off. I'm not gonna lie. I think Green Bay
Really?
can really pull this
Sell
off.
me on
Nah,
that
fuck
one.
that.
Sell me. Sell us, Mikey.
I don't know, man. Jordan Love, he just. I don't know. I just really think Jordan Love can have a big game with Josh Jacobs, but I think Josh Jacobs on like dumping it off and get like at least 12, 15 yards. I really think he can. I think Josh Jacobs and Jordan Love are really gonna go off together. Who else?
Is it just enough though to stop Devontae, Saquon, and AJ?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they're still gonna have you. You really can't stop Saquon, but I think they're gonna contain him enough where it's not gonna be a fucking Saquon 3 touchdowns, 200 rushing yards. I think at least Saquon will get like 90 rushing, maybe a touchdown. But I think they can like stop
Yeah,
at
we're slower
least.
in the playoffs.
Yeah,
It's
Green
much
Bay's
slower.
front
Slow
seven
down.
has been playing decent.
And I
I
was
don't.
gonna say too, because Watson's out in Reed on the Packers, the wide receiver. I mean, he's good, but like he do be dropping passes and shit.
Yeah, he hasn't been playing too well the last couple of weeks too. He'll have those games where he goes for like 8 catches, 100 yards, and a touchdown. And then he'll have like 7 straight games of
But he
two
torched in week
targets.
one. He torched
Yeah,
Eagles
he
week
did.
one.
He did. And
That's
that was
crazy.
without Christian Watson too.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's gonna be a
So
good game.
yes. You
Yeah,
got Philly or Green Bay though?
I got Philly. I
Yeah.
sure got Philly.
Yeah, me too.
Like 31-17 or some shit. I
Yeah,
think
I'd probably
JB,
say
like
like 31-24
it's
Philly.
gonna be close, but then Philly's gonna like run away with it like towards the end.
Yeah, and I like that. I think it's going to be like a one possession game, probably end of the third quarter,
Yep.
somewhere in the fourth. Packers are going to be driving with the ball with a chance to, make it a game, maybe even
Yep.
tie the game, and then Jordan Love's going to throw a brainless interception,
Yep,
and
just
they'll
feed
run out the
AJ.
clock.
Because AJ's gonna fucking kill Alexander. He's gonna kill him.
Okay, I think Devontae will at least get slowed down. AJ Brown will still have a good game. Josh Jacobs gets slowed down. I mean, not Josh Jacobs. Fucking Saquon Barkley gets slowed down a little bit. But I think Jaden Reed and Romeo Doubs will at least give him some cushion where it'll help out Josh Jacobs as well to, run the ball or
Good shout
whatever.
on Romeo.
I forgot about
I
Doubs.
forgot about Romeo too, yeah.
I think no. I think they can have both of them can have some sneaky good games.
So
Yeah,
you got Green Bay or Philly?
I got Green Bay.
Give us a score.
Score. Can you give me the over under real quick?
I think it's 47-5.
That's not a bad take because they did like compete week one.
Yeah.
It's 45-5, and Philly's a
45.
5.5 point favorite.
Give me 24-17 Green Bay.
Wow.
Yeah. Give me 24-17 Green Bay.
I mean, they beat him week one.
Yeah.
Did they? Didn't they?
No,
Green
no,
Bay
no,
won
no.
week one, right?
No,
Nah,
I
Philly
think
won. Oh,
Philly
Philly
won
won.
that. Philly
Yeah,
won
they
that.
almost
That
won
was one
game,
that
though.
shit.
Yeah, it was a ball game.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I think
Saquon
24.
had 3 touchdowns, I think, that game, right?
Yeah, he had a really good game. I forgot exactly what it was, but he had a good game.
Hell yeah. But yeah, I got Philly 31-17.
I don't. My only. I can see Mikey siding with Green Bay for the sake of coaching. Also, if it's playoffs, I'd rather Matt LaFleur over goddamn Nick Sirianni, 100 times out of
Oh,
100.
come on. We gotta stop with that.
No, there's no need to stop with
We
that
gotta
until he
stop with that.
stops coaching.
He's been coaching his ass off this year.
He's just a schmuck. He
Like,
is the
he got
schmuck.
together. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Before the season started, I was like, bro, if they don't actually do decent this year, I'm like, bro, get him out of here. But They playing ball this year. Like, they might go
How
to the
could you
Super
not be
Bowl.
playing ball with that team?
Like, they could beat the Lions. Like, I see the Eagles beating the Lions.
Really?
Hell yeah. Bro, who on the fucking Lions secondary is gonna be able to guard Brown?
They just held Justin Jefferson to 60 yards or whatever it was. That
I'm not
DB that
trying to hear
nobody
that,
even heard
Brown.
of.
Not trying to hear that.
That DB that nobody had even heard
And then
of.
you got Smith, and then you got Barkley too. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna go 28-21 Philly.
Yeah, I got Philly. I got Philly for sure.
28-21 Philly. All right, speaking of wide receiver and DB matchups, Washington and Tampa, Marshon Lattimore has been ruled active, so it will be Marshon against Mike Evans in the
Oh
playoffs.
shit. Yeah, I want to watch that game too. That's gonna
In the
be
playoffs.
hell yeah. That's
Shoot the spread. What are
crazy.
we thinking? It's Tampa's at home.
Crazy beef.
Who's favorited? Who do you think? Tampa's at home.
The Commanders?
Nah, it's Tampa by three. But it's Tampa by three at home, which is essentially just Vegas accounting for home field advantage. So it's basically split, like 50-50, like even
Oh,
basically.
yeah, I would have thought because the Commanders they've been kind of a little hot lately.
If it was in Washington, it would definitely be Washington by three. But since it's in Tampa, it's Tampa by three.
Yo, you know, to be honest, bro, I don't even know who's gonna win this shit, bro.
Yeah, I'm sitting here thinking to myself the same thing. I don't know who. Jaden Daniels has been playing well.
Cause
Tampa's defense is questionable.
Tampa's been balling.
Yeah, Baker and Mike are just on a different level right now.
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
It's
He's a Hall of Famer.
Marshon
Evans is a Hall of Famer for sure.
Lattimore. Yeah. It's Marshon Lattimore.
Damn,
Washington's defense has been
they
that's
got
going to be
Bobby
a high
Wagner.
ass scoring game.
Yeah.
I think that one I'm going to probably go 34-31 Tampa. I'm just going to
I
side with Baker in the playoffs.
I'm saying 34-27, Tampa.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I
Nah.
got Jaden Daniels is going to make it close, but I don't think he's going to beat Baker in Tampa.
Give me the Commanders 31 24.
By seven. Damn.
Yeah, give me
Xavier,
the Commanders.
your picks today, man, you may be able to retire if you put all this on a
I
parlay.
feel like Jaden Daniels is going on his CJ Stroud run. He's gonna get a
You think
playoff
so?
game. Yeah, hell yeah. Fuck yeah. You better add him to that list after this shit.
I think I just like him on. I think I like Baker in the playoffs.
That to that winning on the road as a rookie. Bro,
That's
I'm
what I'm
telling you, he's about
saying.
to win. He's about to win that
It
shit.
could be five rookie quarterbacks come Monday morning.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's different. Yeah, give me the
That's the same thing,
Commanders.
though. That you're honestly you're making a point there, though. Like you're taking what I said and using it against me. You're right. Only three rookie quarterbacks got a playoff win on the road, and Jaden Daniels is essentially a
It's
0 point favorite.
not like his first playoff game is in fucking Kansas City. It's in fucking Tampa. Like, it's not
Yeah.
even like in no cold weather conditions. Like, he's gonna be free. He's gonna be cool, laid back, chill.
Oh, that's true.
Come on, man. You gotta have faith in him in this game.
I mean, it's not that I don't have no faith in him. It's just that I just think Tampa Bay could be the better team.
Now, I see what you're saying because they do got experience and shit, but.
Yeah. But
That's
Jaden
what it's going
Daniels.
to come down to for me is experience.
Yeah.
I don't know. Jaden Daniels, he's been balling out. You got to give him his credit. I think he'll have a good game. Terry's going to have a good game. Maybe Zach Ertz get in for a touchdown. Maybe that's it. But I think Tampa Bay will seal it off.
I mean,
Yeah, I think we see a shootout tomorrow. I think we could
yeah.
see, or 2 days from now, sorry. I think we'll see like something. Yeah, like what did I say, 34? I want to say,
You said 34-31.
yeah,
Yeah.
34-31 feels good.
Yeah, I got 31-24, Commanders.
Yeah, so I got 34-31 Tampa. I just don't think, I think Marshon Lattimore, when he has played for Washington this season, has really not done shit. He's been hurt for most of the season,
Hey,
but
but bro, you telling me like he's about to play one of his like a rival, like his enemy, bro? You don't think he's gonna turn up because of that? Like, you don't think that's gonna
yeah,
like
but he could turn up. I don't give a fuck if he took the ayahuasca out of Aaron Rodgers' mouth. There isn't enough turning up in the world, I think, for Marshon Lattimore to really face 6'5" Mike Evans tomorrow or
No.
Sunday night. I mean,
Mike Evans.
bro, but when they used to match up, like, bro, Lattimore used to lock him up too.
Yeah, but used to. That's those key words, used to. And a lot of, if you go back to those, a lot of those is like Mike Evans on a fade and Lattimore's got both hands around his hips. So it's like, yeah, he locked him up, but it was really just no flag was thrown. So I don't know, man. It's just, I don't think Lattimore, he hasn't even really been playing too much this season. And now you got to understand also, Baker Mayfield is one of the few guys in the NFL. I don't want to say few, I don't want to make a generalization, but one of the guys that we know about, and it's clear and it's a fact, that just has that dog mindset. Since college, he stamped the flag down. Everybody knows Baker. So if we know Baker's going to turn up in the playoffs, I guarantee you that Baker Mayfield is going to look in the mirror and say, Baker Mayfield is going to turn up in the playoffs. It's his first playoff start, or one of his first playoff starts. He was a fucking backup. He was running scout team safety in Carolina, for Christ's sake, last season. Now he's played a full season with Mike, or 2 seasons now, sorry. But I don't know. I just think Baker's on one right
Crazy.
now.
Yeah, I
I
think.
think Baker's on one right now.
Yeah, that good point. Yeah, good point. But I just feel like nowadays, like that experience, I feel like sometimes that experience don't mean shit no more. Like nowadays, we
Yeah.
seeing athletes is just shocking people. Like
I agree with you.
you
That's
see
what I
the
think is going to happen in
homies.
Buffalo.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure.
One thing we're not even bringing up also in this Tampa game is Bucky Irvin. He's been on one the last couple of weeks.
You said who?
Is Bucky Irvin, the running back out of Oregon for Tampa? I don't see how that Washington front seven is going to be able to
Yeah,
hang.
I heard.
Wait, is Rashad White not playing?
No, he's
Yeah, I heard.
playing, but Bucky's just taking a step up.
Yeah, he's been. Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're
Rashad's
talking
been
about.
he's been banged up too, I think.
Is
But
Goodwin playing? I think
who?
Jay.
Goodwin?
Huh? Yeah,
Goodwin?
Rashad White.
I mean,
Oh,
Godwin?
Godwin.
Nah, I got bad news for you, brother. He broke his leg in like week four.
Yeah, he's done. Yeah. I think
Yeah.
it's gonna be Jalen McMillan or whatever his name is. I think he's gonna have a sneaky good game.
Yeah, I agree. He had a touchdown last week.
Hey,
Yeah.
who's number nine? What's his name? Number nine? The I think he's a linebacker or some shit for
For
Tampa.
who? For Tampa, number nine?
Or he's a
I don't
defensive end? Let me see.
know. Nine's a weird number for a middle linebacker.
Don't know. He's
Number nine.
hella good. I'm gonna see if he's playing.
Yeah, look that one up. I don't even know. Who's number
Yeah.
nine for Tampa?
I cannot
Yo,
tell you.
oh Troy, I mean Joe Troy Shanika.
Who?
I don't know. Let me see if he's playing.
How do you spell that shit?
Yeah, I don't know what that dude is.
Eight, I mean
Washington number nine?
Shoyinka.
Yeah, bro, my couch just started levitating. Hold on.
Dude, yeah. 3.7 earthquake SF.
Yeah, Xavier's casting spells with a name like that.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the earthquake.
There was my couch did move this morning though because of the earthquake also.
Oh, yeah, he's playing.
You
Hey, wait,
felt the
side
earthquake this
note.
morning, Xavier?
Say what?
You feel the earthquake this morning?
Nah, I ain't feel that shit.
The
Wait,
hell?
side note, real quick. Where do you think Robert Saleh is going? Or we're gonna or the next topic?
Let's go. Let's get to. I want to
You
just get through this Minnesota game, and then part two we could obviously we go coaches.
I bet.
All right.
Because then we can end the whole month. But just real quick, last one, Minnesota Rams, Monday night. Give us
Oh,
a
give me a
spread.
fucking nah, shit, I don't know. Hold on,
Guess the
cause
spread, Mike.
Minnesota beat them. Shit,
In
why the
LA.
fucking give me no, not in LA, in Arizona.
Oh, it's in Arizona. You're right. Good shout. Good
Yeah,
shout.
give me fucking Minnesota fucking soda.
what's in
Yeah.
Arizona?
I
Yeah.
have them winning the NFC.
The
Shit.
way that they played last week against Detroit scares me. If you told me that before they played Detroit, I would entertain it. The way they
Yeah.
played against Detroit last week, I'm a little nervous,
I
but I
feel
still don't
you.
hate it.
Give me the
I
fucking
have a
Rams.
definitely, wow.
Give me the fucking
Ooh.
Rams, dog.
Sell that
Ooh.
one. Sell that one. Sell
Who the
that one.
fuck on the Vikings is covering Puka? Come on.
Good
Who the fuck on
point.
the Vikings is covering Justin Jefferson, Who the fuck
Jordan
are we
Addison?
talking about, man?
Who the fuck is gonna cover Jordan
Now I
Addison?
know that. Like Jeff
Justin
Jefferson,
Jefferson.
he gonna do his thing. He gonna get his numbers, but it's gonna be one of them things. It's not gonna be enough.
That Rams D line is not getting past the Minnesota O line. I don't think so.
Jared Verse has been playing well this year. Speaking of rookies.
I don't.
Bro,
Yeah,
I
I
got the
agree with you,
Rams.
but
Kyron Williams.
I think we may see this may be a Chiefs Rams Monday night or Sunday night football from a couple years ago, that 54-51. I
You
think
think
that's what
so?
we're going to be looking at in Arizona. Yeah.
Hell yeah,
It's Matt
MVP.
Stafford versus Sam Darnold in the playoffs. Both have questionable defenses at best, and both have really fucking good wide receivers. So you
Oh
got
yeah.
two quarterbacks who've been balling. One is a Hall of Famer, no question, with two of the best wide receivers in football and two of the worst defenses in football.
And they got a
Wait.
running back, Minnesota,
And
and they
great
got.
running backs. Yeah, and great running back. Yep.
It's gonna be a shootout.
Give me
This is going to
Minnesota.
be, yeah, Minnesota for sure, though.
I got the Rams.
What's your score? Minnesota's a 2.5 point favorite.
34-31 Rams.
If we're thinking big, give me a second. Let me just like just have the gypsy powers work for a second, man.
41-38 Minnesota.
I was thinking 45-38 Minnesota.
And you think the defense is gonna be that ass?
I think tomorrow's really gonna be, or so Monday night's really gonna be some
Give
generational stinkage in the
me
secondary.
45-38. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'll even take 45-42. This shit's
Yeah,
gonna
I got
be.
31-30. I don't think it's gonna be in all damn 40s and shit. I
You
don't
know
know.
what? If so, that would be crazy. Okay, if it's gonna be like that, 45-38. But if we're thinking more realistically, at least 31-28.
I think it may be 31-28. Give me 31-28 for the end of the first half.
Fuck.
Give me 31-28 first half.
Damn, no, I don't know. I got 34-31 Rams.
Puka and Justin may break some records. They're both
Yeah.
going for 175, no question.
That's
Justin Jefferson just had a career worst game
Oh,
on a national spotlight.
thinking of a great four man real quick. Sam Darnold, Demon, Justin Jefferson Demon, Matthew Stafford Demon, and Puka Demon.
Yeah, I like it. Just 299 for Stafford and Darnold, and then whatever the lines are for Puka and Jefferson.
Or
Yeah, I like that.
maybe add in another slip, add Cooper and Addison to it.
Cooper Kupp ended the year with less receiving yards than who was it this year? Who the fuck was it again? Never mind, I can't remember who it was. He ended the year with like 700 receiving yards.
Yeah, he was out a little bit at the beginning of the year.
Cooper Kupp had a career worst year. But let's get a little touchdown parleyzy from the whole weekend. So, Xavier, who's your touchdown scorers in Chargers Houston? You can give me one
What,
from both sides of the
again?
ball.
Say it
Who's
again.
getting in for Chargers Houston for a touchdown parlay?
For
Let's go game by game. Give me a touchdown score from each game. I got
like
Nico and Ladd.
shit.
Okay, I'll go Joe Mixon, Nico Collins. I'll do two for me. Joe Mixon, Nico Collins, and Ladd, and give me Justin Herbert rushing touchdown.
Okay, I like that. I was gonna say Disley.
Yeah, no, that's not bad.
Yeah, I definitely might. My two are definitely Nico and Ladd. Those are my two touchdowns
Yeah,
for that
Nico.
one.
Yeah, Nico Collins. Mixon.
I don't think Dobbins gets in.
No, yeah, I don't
No,
think
I
so.
see you getting in. He's getting
You
in.
think so?
Yeah, he's a hard runner.
Right, what about from Pittsburgh, Baltimore? I like a Lamar rushing touchdown.
Oh yeah, I see Lamar running in for a touchdown.
I like a Lamar rushing touchdown. I also like a Mark Andrews touchdown.
Yeah.
I'm gonna shoot and say a George Pickens touchdown as well, because he's
Henry.
really been putting up some stinkers.
Henry's
I
getting
think,
in for sure.
I say Pat Fryermuth. I think he gets
a
in.
Pat touchdown. So who's the four? Lamar, Derek, Pat, and George.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think Mike Washington or Mike Washington, Mike Williams probably maybe even a shout too.
That's going out there.
Yeah. What about Denver Buffalo? Give me Courtland Sutton, first of all.
Yeah, Courtland Sutton.
Josh Allen's going in for a rushing touchdown.
Yeah, Josh
Yeah.
Allen, Kahil Shakir.
Khalil gets in.
Yeah. And then Cortland. Maybe a Bo Nix. Maybe Bo Nix rushing. I don't know.
Bo Nix on the ground. What about Bo Nix receiving touchdown like he did against Baltimore?
You never fucking know, man.
Yeah. Yeah, so give me Courtland Sutton for Buffalo, Josh Allen. Yeah. We got 2 minutes before the liberal media kicks us off.
God damn.
Philly Green Bay. Give me Devontae Smith and Romeo Dobbs.
Give me AJ Saquon, Romeo, and Tucker Kraft.
Tucker Kraft, good shout. Yeah, I'd probably go Saquon, Devontae,
Yeah,
Kraft,
Saquon.
and Romeo.
Yeah.
That just feels too easy saying Saquon.
Maybe even a little. Do you think I forgot about him? I don't know if he's got much playing time, but if he does get some playing time, Luke Musgrave.
What if I shouted a
Oh God.
Kenneth Gainwell?
Not what's the name? Them linebackers about to lock him up. Musgrave.
Yeah, I don't think Musgrave's gonna. What about Kenny Gainwell? Saquon gets it down to the two. Tush push fails twice. They say, let's get 14 in the game. Little Kenny Gainwell gets in. What
Never know, man.
about Washington Tampa? I got Mike Evans for sure, and I'm gonna probably go Terry.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, Terry McLaurin,
Mike Evans and Terry, yeah.
Evans, Jalen McMillan, Terry, and Austin Eckler.
Eckler gets in.
Yeah.
I can see a little Eckler screen pass going for 40 yards or some silly shit. And
Yeah.
then Minnesota Rams, I think you can honestly close your eyes and pick whoever's going to get in the end zone for that one. Like I said, I'm expecting 75 points. But if I just had to pick two, it'd be Jefferson or four. Say Jefferson, Kyren, Aaron Jones, and Puka. That feels easy, but.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I would say too. If just to be different, of course, Justin and Kyren, maybe a Hawkinson and Higbee.
No, Higby hasn't played in a lot, potentially. But we're
Yeah.
about to get cut off from part one. So any closing takes, closing remarks for part one, wild card?
Nope.
Niners next year, all the way.
Okay, let's cut this shit. All right, part two with Mikey and Xavier, wild card weekend. We're going to continue off of Mikey's fucking delusion. But before Mikey gets to his delusion of Niners in the NFC next year, I got to take my victory lap one more time. I was put on a cross. I was chastised. I was crucified for saying that the Niners would win less than 10 games. I even said they would win less than 9 at one point. They won fucking 6.
Yeah,
I
man, the
gave them too
Madden curse
much
is real.
credit.
Madden
I
curse is
gave them
real,
too
man.
much fucking credit. I should have said 6.
God damn. Madden curse is
You
real, man.
treated me like fucking Galileo saying that gravity existed, Jack,
Hold
when
on,
I
let me
said that
ask
the
you a
Niners
question,
win less than
Mikey.
10.
Was the Niners good before McCaffrey?
Yeah, they were.
So when he left, y'all couldn't at least win more than 6 games?
It wasn't just McCaffrey or a lot of people were out. We didn't have our star left tackle. That run, it was not the same without him.
And then, you know what's crazy? The NFL gave y'all the motherfuckers that easy motherfucking schedule. Then y'all was like, oh, we had the hardest schedule this year. This year was like the hardest schedule I had in the last 3 years.
Yeah, it was a tough schedule, and we also had the least amount of rest too.
Oh, here we go with the rest.
Yeah.
They didn't have enough rest, man.
I'm
Here
telling
we
you, just came
go.
down. It was too much bullshit off the field. That was
Got
my reason
Debo
I said
wearing
they'd win
with.
less than
I mean,
10.
yeah,
Yeah.
Bosa out the field with Ayuk. That was some bullshit. Freaking our wide receiver was shot in the hospital. That left the Lamar
He ended up
the
being the best wide receiver on the team this year.
the. Yeah, he really did, man. He showed up at the end.
Fucking crazy. Then
Yeah.
Debo gaining weight and shit.
Good Lord. Debo
Debo's
shouldn't be
fucking.
on an NFL team next year.
Debo's fat ass is going to fucking McDonald's only a fucking quarter pounder after every game.
He lives around the corner from my dad. My dad said he's driving that dumbass purple Lamborghini all over Morgan Hill all the time. I don't mean to dox my father and Debo Samuel, but if anybody's looking for Debo Samuel, he's in Morgan Hill.
That's funny as hell.
Good Lord, man. The
Get him
Niners
on
fucking
fucking,
stink.
get him on Weight Watchers, man. But no, you know, next year
What if I
preseason.
told you that in week one or before week one, when we were having all these talks, what if I told you that by week 12, Jerry Rice the best 49er of all time, would be so fucking frustrated with the team that he would publicly go out and shit on Debo Samuel.
Bruh, he's not gonna
I'm
be a Niner next year. The
just telling you, what if I
motherfucking
said that to you
stat.
week one? What if I told you that week one that Jerry Rice would, the Niners would be so fucking bad that Jerry Rice would have to come off the couch and get on Debo Samuel?
He's out of shape. He can't fucking catch. He could barely fucking route run.
Yeah.
Shit's getting
He,
out of
I
hand.
mean, if he gets a porn star in his life, he may be like the Zion of the NFL.
I don't know. Maybe.
Keep Debo away from the porn stars, dude. Maybe he's already gotten to him.
Yeah, man. Who knows what's going on with them?
Motherfucker, his game been off lately.
I think we might pick up a wide receiver in the like in the first round. I'm not sure if they're gonna go wide receiver or running back. I think they're gonna
What
go
pick do
either
they
one.
have?
Huh?
What do they
I think
have?
they have a,
14?
I think they have a, I think no, I think it's 11 for
That's 11.
11 or 14 or 11 or something, yeah.
I don't be a nerd, but that O line needs some fucking help.
No, yeah, it
Trent
does.
Williams coming back?
Yeah, he's coming back. They said he's coming back
How
this
old
year.
is he now, though? What is he?
Ain't he like
31?
35 or
He's
some shit?
good. He's good.
Yeah. 34, 33?
Yeah, that's a lot of weight on those 34-year-old knees, man.
Hell
Nah,
yeah,
man.
big
He's
ass.
good. That is a
He's
lot of weight on those
when he's healthy,
34-year-old
he's playing
knees,
at
dude.
a he's when he's healthy, he's playing at an elite level, man. Just
But
let him
that
go.
is that right there. Those first the first three words of that sentence is like the crutch of all professional sports of hypotheticals. The when he's healthy,
I mean, he
the
has been
when
healthy.
he's
Like
healthy.
the time with the Niners, he's been healthy, except like this stuff that's going on right now.
Listen, y'all have
Yeah.
long rest now, so next year, bring all the motherfuckers back, and the motherfuckers need to be rested because y'all got hella months until y'all week
Debo's had
one.
enough rest.
Hell yeah,
No more rest for Debo.
y'all been resting since week 16, since we put the hands on y'all.
They've been resting, I think, since week 10.
Yeah. Now, with the number 11
Shit.
pick, with the number 11 pick in the draft, I think we might go for a running back.
Well, who's your running back
Y'all
then,
need another
Jakey?
running back?
I think Christian McCaffrey can be done soon.
God damn.
I
I
agree
think
with you. I mean, we're forgetting that he's definitely he didn't start in San Francisco. He put up what was it, 5 years in Carolina?
Yeah,
Ooh.
I think we should start getting ready.
McCaffrey.
I think we should start getting ready for the future with the running back. Christian McCaffrey ain't gonna be here for long.
Oh
So
yeah, but that's
either
the
way,
other thing
being
is
with the Saints.
you got Garrando and you
Keep
have
Garrando.
Mason.
I think honestly, you can put any running back in front of that O line and they'll succeed.
But let
You
me
have
ask you another
Jante
thing
probably,
is you could
right?
put that's what I was gonna say, probably Jante, or you could go Caleb Johnson out of Iowa. There's a stacked running back class. This is a great
Yeah,
running back
he wants to
class.
play for Dallas, you said, right?
Yeah, Jante wants to be in Dallas. I mean, he wants to be on an NFL team, but if he picked, it'd probably be Dallas. And they need a running back. So that just makes the most sense.
But if
But
he goes to nine, that's crazy,
that's the
though.
other thing. If we're talking about running backs in San Francisco, if I'm a running back, if I'm a running back getting drafted potentially to the Niners, I wouldn't trust the Niners with my development. They can't keep running backs healthy to save a fucking life. Fate of the world, can they keep a running back healthy for more than 3 weeks?
Yeah. But I
What is up
mean,
with that?
they I don't know, they might just look at it like this. They might be a winning team next year. So I'm gonna look at it like this. They're gonna be good next year. Like I don't think they're gonna be ass like this again.
I
Yeah,
think
they're
with Charvarius Ward saying he's out, did you see that? He's not coming
Yeah.
back.
Oh yeah,
Who?
he's not coming back.
Yeah, I don't think he's coming back.
I think if they're at 11 and Deshaun Watson, I'm going to release a mock draft for next couple days, but I've been thinking if Deshaun Watson, who just tore his Achilles again, which basically means that the Browns are in the market for a quarterback, they already were. We already knew that, but now it confirms it. So if the Browns go quarterback, Giants go quarterback, I think Will Johnson out of Michigan, the cornerback, who arguably was the best defensive back in football if Travis Hunter wasn't around and getting all this bullshit hype, regardless, Michigan plays in the Big Ten, which is a lot better than fucking Colorado playing, Utah State.
Yeah,
So
boy.
I think Niners maybe go DB at 11, go get Will Johnson out of Michigan.
Absolutely. Yeah,
Niners need
that's
to
a
help
good
on the
one.
second. They need some defensive help. They need to go
Yeah.
O-line and they need to go defensive for me. Because you can sign wide receivers. That's a position you can always be able to sign. Go throw Thielen some money. Go find somebody. But I don't know.
Oh, you
Just
said sign Adam
keep Ricky
Thielen?
away from the Norteños, man. That's all I have to say.
Nah, that's his homies. That's his homies. Get him over there.
You said
That's what he
sign
was saying,
Adam
actually.
Thielen?
Yeah, Thielen, sign a veteran wide receiver. Do you pay Brock? You
Oh,
pay
we'll get
Brock top
Hopkins or some
dollar?
shit.
No, you pay Brock.
You pay Brock top dollar though? I don't
No,
know. He's gonna
hell
get
no.
paid.
I don't
Yeah,
know.
I'm going with hell no.
I
But
don't
you
know
can
about
get
top dollar, but
Hopkins
you
too.
do. I mean, come on. How do you not get him paid? Two NFC championships, a Super Bowl, and what? 3 years?
Whoa,
2 years?
whoa, 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 whoa. He didn't win a Super Bowl.
No, I'm saying they took him. He took him.
Yeah, he didn't win it though.
Oh yeah, believe me, I would fucking, I would not let it. I would, every podcast I would be on, I would mention that shit if they fucking won a Super Bowl. I would tattoo the Niners on my forehead if they won a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
But
what's that like, man? You've really been a like this diehard Niners fan for 20 years now. You've never seen them win a Super Bowl.
no,
I've
I've
seen
seen
my
them.
team win six.
Yeah, because Tom Brady's a, yeah, whatever. Besides that, man, it's tough, man. It's tough to have to live every day knowing that I haven't seen them win a Super Bowl. I've just been let down. You
They said
know,
the Raiders might get Will Johnson.
yeah, maybe. Raiders need DBs too.
I don't know, man. It's just it's tough. I seen him lose
I just think
two.
Niners got to go to something defensive.
You
That
think?
defense needs
Where
some
you
help.
think
Yeah.
Abdul Carter's dropping at?
If he is not a Patriot, I'm gonna jump off my balcony
Yeah, I think
head first.
he was crazy. Like, he's nice, bro.
He
He's
is better than
nice.
Michael Parsons. He is gonna
That's
be
a
generational. I am so high on Abdul Carter, it's not even funny. Tenderloin. I'm doing the Fenty shit, twist. You know what I'm saying? Where they're over there leaned over. That's how high I am on Abdul Carter, dude. I can't. He's got to be a Patriot. If he's not a Patriot, I'm gonna be so sad. They'll probably go Will Camp. They're either gonna go Will Campbell or Abdul Carter. But I think go find a tackle or a guard. You usually want to draft tackles and guards because the market and like free agency for tackles and guards is never great. But that's usually why you want to draft them and get them at a good price. But I think Abdul Carter, man, if you pass up on Abdul Carter, because figure what's the draft order right now?
Let me see. 2025.
Is it Jacksonville one? Who's one?
It's I think it's Titans one.
Oh, it's Titans one. You're right. They don't have a quarterback either.
Nuh-uh.
Tennessee one.
You
Go
think
ahead.
Shador really gonna take is gonna be a number one overall pick? I don't think so.
I don't think so either. But I mean, I also, but while you say that, Mikey, you also are one of the people that told me I was crazy for saying he was a first round pick like 8 months ago.
I mean, he is a first round pick, but I'm not saying first overall.
You didn't agree with me though when I said that 8 months ago.
I did
I
not.
said, Shador's gonna be first round. You're, huh? Huh? You're crazy. You're crazy.
Yeah.
Niners are gonna win less than 10 games. You're crazy.
Right,
No,
okay, man.
dude.
Hop off. Hop off.
All right, yeah, but Shador,
Hey.
I think Tennessee, I got, fuck. Who, I mean, it's just, would you rather Cam Ward or Shador? That's who it's gonna be. Because then the other one's gonna go at two.
I think Tennessee will take Cam Ward and Cleveland will take Shador.
I don't hate that. I think I agree with you on that.
What do Giants take?
Just nothing.
Yeah, just give up the pick.
Probably trade it. Or
Go
who
back
did
to
he even go?
free agency. Going back to free agency, I think you're right. The Niners can get maybe T. Higgins.
Hell no.
I think T. Higgins can be a Niner.
Fuck you. He's a Patriot, baby boy. He's already got the blue and red on.
Nah, I think he can be a Niner next year.
No chance. No chance. If T. Higgins is a 49er, I will Jeff Hardy Swanton bomb off the Golden Gate Bridge. Because no, brother, no. T. Higgins is not a 49er. That would be so fugly. Oh, that'd be hideous.
Hey, actually, mark my words. He's going to be a Niner next year.
That'd be so fucking ugly. Do the Niners even have the money to pay him either?
We have the biggest cap in the NFL.
Hell no, you don't. The Patriots do. They got 140 million.
I literally just read something right now where we have the
No,
biggest cap.
not there. Got to be two then, because Patriots have been number one for the last 2 seasons.
Me
They haven't
see.
spent a fucking penny. Look at the team. It's a
The
fucking junior
49ers will
varsity
have a
team.
lead. The 49ers will have a league leading 50 million in carryover cap space to start 2025.
Yeah, that's carryover cap space. Look at total cap space though.
Uh-oh.
Total cap space NFL.
Yeah.
It's the Pats at one. Yeah, they have 125 billion right now.
Huh? Oh yeah.
Because they don't have anyone on the team. Who the fuck are they paying?
Yeah,
Nobody.
you're
The team fucking sucks. Yeah, so the
Can the
Niners
Patriots have
sit 47.
$29 million in dead money?
Yeah. What did who was it? It was
The Devontae?
Yeah, you're right. A lot of it came from Devontae, I think. I can't think who else left that they would have paid. Josh Jacobs, maybe?
Broncos with 32
No, he's a
million?
free agent. In dead money, Broncos have 32 million?
Yeah.
Jesus. Ooh.
Russell?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. And Justin
OJ.
Simmons, probably. Oh, is he a free agent? No, he's a free agent. Who's got the most?
The Falcons have 384,000.
Yeah, don't
Six.
look at the Saints.
Oh my. Who is that?
Have 50 million in dead money. The Saints are like $51 million over the cap space.
That's crazy.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Kamara? They just paid him a little bit. They didn't pay him record breaking.
It paying for Michael Thomas?
Maybe. I can't even name another who like Olave is not dead money. That wouldn't be dead money. I really don't even know.
Did any like defensive players leave?
Saint Cam Hayward's still there. DeMario Davis is still there.
Lattimore?
No, I don't think so. Oh, maybe Lattimore. Maybe he had some dead money. I thought he was a free agent, though.
I thought he got, no, I don't know.
Maybe he wasn't. But regardless, if T. Higgins is a 49er, I'm gonna cry.
Yeah.
What pick do the Dolphins have? Who would you like to see the Dolphins go through, Xavier? They have 13.
All right, yeah,
Xavier?
sounds good.
Yeah, that's a good opinion. What is he swimming right now?
I don't know.
He's underwater? Okay. Well, when Xavier resurfaces from under the water, we will ask him on who he wants Miami to go with.
Okay, we are the one to go to the coaches now.
Yeah, let's go to the coach talk.
Robert Saleh back to the Niners, interviewed him already. Do you think he'll be taking the defensive coordinator role, or do you think he still wants to be a head coach?
He's not, what are they gonna kick Kyle out? No.
No,
He took his L on the chin with the head coaching. I think he'll go DC.
so yeah, cause,
Like
no,
a
that's what I
Cliff
thought.
Kingsbury thing. He tried out the head coach, didn't work.
Yeah, I think he goes back to DC to Niners. I think he was the best defensive coordinator with the
Jeremy?
Niners. Yeah, we
Yeah,
can
we
hear
hear you.
you. Okay.
Who do you have Miami? Who do you want Miami to draft at 13?
The fuck do we need? I mean, shit, we need a wide receiver now.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Tyreek's out the building already.
Shit, I mean, if McMillan, if he drops, we can get him.
Who?
From Arizona?
Oh, Tet?
Yeah.
To 13? I don't doubt that he
They
could
said the
drop that
Jets might
far.
get him at 7, but
Yeah, I could see him dropping that far. Arizona. Speaking of Miami, though, and Tyreek, I could see the Niners probably going to make a move at Tyreek.
yeah.
That was one thing that Niners are missing is that kind of like game-breaking speed. Ricky
I
can't
mean,
move like that. IU can't move like that. Debo damn sure can't move like that.
tight end position good, running back position good, fullback the best in the league. Wide receiver, you have Ayuk's bitchy two-shoe ass. You have Debo's fat ass eating fucking quarter pounds at the 50-yard line.
Awesome.
Yeah, Ricky that got shot in the chest 2 weeks ago. It's not really looking too hot over
That wide
there.
receiver room's a hot mess, brother.
I mean, you got Juwan Jennings, your best wide receiver, honestly. And that should be saying a lot.
And he got ejected in the last game of the season.
Yeah, to potentially break 100,000 yards for the first time in his career.
Yeah. Probably one of the only times. I don't know if Juwan Jennings is going to get too many more opportunities like that.
Yeah.
You don't think you're gonna keep him?
They'll probably
I
let him walk. He'll probably get paid somewhere else.
No, I think they're gonna keep him.
Nah, I could see him going to like Cincy. That T
Okay.
because they can't pay T and Jamar. What would you let me ask you guys this. If Justin Jefferson got 4 years, 160, and now Jamar Chase is the youngest Triple Crown winner ever. Because remember, they tried to get the whole contract. He tried to get him to pay him before the season, and they didn't want to pay him. They wanted to see what Jamar did this year. They bet against him essentially, and he goes out and wins a triple crown.
Crown.
So if Justin Jefferson gets 4 for 160, does it hit two, maybe? You
Yeah,
think so?
two. I
At
think
least
he.
180, I think.
I won't. Yeah, I think he can hit two though. He deserves. That's what he's gonna be asking for. Is two.
Yeah, because if he was
Oh.
asking for, 160, 150 preseason, and now he just came off a triple crown season.
He's saying, "Fuck y'all, pay me my money or I'm out." Because
Yeah.
you know, somewhere else is gonna pay him that money. Potentially, the Patriots can, like you're saying,
Yeah.
they got all
The
the
Pats
money.
are going to get Jamar, or they're going to get T. They're not going to let Jamar walk, so that's why it's going to be T. Because T's going to get paid.
Yeah.
Him and Jamar Chase were the highest two fantasy scoring wide receivers this year, 1 and 2.
That's crazy.
1 and 2. Isn't that insane?
Yeah,
A wide receiver two.
I feel like yeah, they're gonna have to pay Jamar Chase a lot of money so T. Higgins might walk.
Yeah. I just don't think they can afford to pay T. They definitely can't. They can't afford to pay both of them. So either Jamar takes a
So
Bengals friendly contract to keep T, or which I don't think is going to happen. The T's going to be out the door. That's why I'm saying not going to go get Tyreek. There's wide receivers on the table.
Cincy, what pick do they have? Oh, they don't. Oh, they have 17.
Yeah, take Tyreek. We don't want that motherfucker.
So look at yeah, you know what? That's probably gonna Cincy's gonna take a wide receiver in the draft, let T walk, pay Jamar Chase, and just have to pick up a dog wide
They'll go
receiver
get
at.
Jawan, and then Tyreek goes to the Niners.
Yeah, could
I mean, if you
happen.
think about it, Jawan's kind of got that T. Higgins frame.
Yeah.
He's kind of a poor man's T. Higgins to some degree.
He's a dog, man. He really is a dog.
Could you imagine him with Joe Burrow?
That would be nice.
That would be redonk.
See what he can do with Brock? That would be crazy what he does with Joe.
How about the Pats? They just interviewed Ben Johnson. They interviewed Vrabel.
They should hire Vrabel.
You think so?
Go ahead and
I'm
hire him
thinking
before somebody
Ben's.
else do.
I don't think anybody else is going to hire him. I think that's smoke shows to get the Pats to hire him. Like, who the hell would want Mike Vrabel? Like, he was decent in Tennessee.
Got to the
But,
championship.
yeah. I want to turn a new page in New England.
With
If
fucking
it's a
Ryan
new
Tannehill.
coach, new quarterback, new everything, that he did go with Ryan Tannehill, that's fair. But Ryan Tannehill was balling out that season. Don't disrespect him too
No,
much.
he was.
Give me Ben Johnson. I just hope it's Ben.
Ben Johnson? What
Yeah,
about
turn a
Kirby
page.
Smart? What about Kirby Smart?
Hell no, he retired already.
I
Kirby's
forgot about
done.
Kirby Smart.
Yeah, he's retired already. Kirby's done, but hell no. Hill new. So
Rex
if we
Ryan to the
have
Jets?
no, if Rex Ryan is an NFL coach come February or come August, I'll be shocked. No way. He's too old, man. I don't want to be ageist, but I'm gonna be ageist to Rex Ryan. And it's Rex Ryan. It's not exactly like it's, fucking Billy Belichick's trying to make a comeback to the NFL, or it's fucking, any other good coach. It's Rex Ryan.
You see Tom Brady recruit Bill to the Raiders?
Yeah, it's not going to happen though. His buyout at UNC is only $1 million though, so they have the money to buy him out.
He said it's not gonna happen.
I don't think it's going to happen though, because then Bill would be working under Tom.
Oh yeah, hell no, never mind.
You think Bill's going to want to do that?
Nah.
Hey, Mr. Boss Tom Brady, I know I gave you your career essentially, but now you're my boss. No, thank you. It's like, hey, Bill, you could be the literal Jesus essentially at UNC and do whatever the hell you want at UNC, or you could go be Tom Brady's employee.
Yeah, he's not doing that dumb shit.
Yeah. But let's just get the rest of the playoffs out of the way. So, Xavier, we'll go Xavier first, and then we'll go you, Mikey. So, if you have Chargers, you said you had the Chargers over Houston and Baltimore over Pittsburgh. So then it would be Chargers Baltimore, right? Or
Yeah.
Chargers, who would play next week? Wild card divisional NFL round.
just do the standings. Do like how
think it'll
look at
be
the
Chiefs, Ravens, and Chiefs, I think.
the winner of
It goes on lowest seed, so you have to who's
Oh,
yeah,
the Chargers will play the
winner of
Chiefs.
Chargers Texans plays the Chiefs. So you
Uh-oh.
have Chargers Chiefs. Who do you have?
Chiefs.
Yeah, and then you had Baltimore over Pittsburgh, and then you had Denver over Buffalo. So then Baltimore at Denver? What? No, or Denver at Baltimore, I guess.
That would be Buff. I would be
I think of Denver
Baltimore.
at Baltimore.
Yeah, it's in Baltimore, actually. It's Denver in Baltimore.
Because the Ravens
Or
are
no,
three,
other.
right?
No, but they lost out. I think it'd be in Denver, actually.
It's just the
I don't know.
lowest. It's the lowest seed goes to the higher seed.
Oh, so yeah, it's in Baltimore now.
I'm pretty
So who do you
sure.
have? You have Baltimore over Denver?
Yo, hell yeah.
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 Then you have
Yeah.
Baltimore KC.
Baltimore.
They should
We
have
do
won
this
that
shit
game.
every fucking year. We do this shit.
They should have won that game.
Bro, bro, it's not like, nah, fuck that shit. It's different this year. He got Derrick Henry, bro.
We say that shit every fucking year,
He
dude. It's
has Derrick
different this
Henry
year.
with
But
him.
wait. Can Lamar prove himself in the playoffs, though? He has not proved
That's
himself
another
yet.
thing. Yeah, that's
Yes,
another
he
thing.
has.
No, he
What do you
hasn't.
mean, yes, he has?
He
He
beat
has
the
not.
Titans a couple years ago.
A couple years ago, he beat the Tennessee Titans. That's what we're calling. He's
Bro,
proved
so you're
himself in the
not gonna act like
playoffs.
the Titans back in 2021 wasn't one like one of those what ifs.
Lamar Jackson is 2-4 in the playoffs.
They were one of those what if teams. But bro, like get to, back to the point, bro. He's about to ball out. Like I'm telling, he has like, and he has Derrick Henry. Like if he doesn't play, say if he doesn't play like Lamar usually does, but like still get the win, just hand it off to Henry.
And I think,
Yeah.
you know what? They at the beginning of the season when they played, they just had it brought Baltimore had to get used to that team. They played a whole season together. I think they can beat Kansas City. Just Lamar really has to prove himself, though.
I 100% agree with both of you that I think Baltimore is a better team than Kansas City, but I just have to speak to the point that every single fucking January we say, oh no, this isn't the year for the Chiefs. This isn't the year for Pat. And
It's
then
you
what
know what?
happens
At the end
come
of the day,
February?
at the end of the day, fuck what we say. NFL's gonna rig it. So like what? It's
Have
bullshit.
Baltimore. I agree with you.
No,
So I'm
let's
just
fucking
saying.
talk about this. How bullshit the NFL refs are towards the fucking Chiefs. It's ridiculous at this point. And I don't understand how this is legal still. Everyone knows that the Chiefs get bought out by the fucking or the refs get bought out by the Chiefs. It's 100% known.
What the fuck is wrong with y'all niggas? The Chiefs are the only motherfucking dynasty that be getting disrespected.
That what?
That be getting disrespected.
Because it's some bullshit.
Bro, y'all, the 49ers had leads in both fucking games going into the
Yeah.
fourth.
Yeah.
And
Took.
there are so many fouls that were called that wasn't even fouls.
You
And
had this nigga, you had this
there was
motherfucking,
stuff that wasn't even called,
you
though.
had this
There's a bunch of
motherfucking,
bullshit that wasn't even called in those games. Like, how are you in an NFL Super Bowl and not a single flag was called against you when you were the most penalized team in you had the player that was the most penalized
bro,
in the league.
Jawan wasn't you had fucking Greenlaw the fucking first play of the game celebrating like he was fucking turning on a Hulk or some shit.
He was off a bean.
Like
He was off a bean,
it's like
brother.
you started some coke or some shit
Oh
and just
my
went off.
God.
It's the
He like,
Super
oh, stumped
Bowl.
him, man.
And you had this, and
He
then
said,
like, yeah, I'm like, Brad, chill out. It's like the first play of the game. Like, yeah, goddamn, like.
your whole life, you're dedicated to a sport. You make it to the championship finals. You don't think you're gonna be hyped, you know?
No, I get that, but like, bro, like, you didn't
Dre
see what
was
this nigga
flying,
did?
dude.
Like, when he did
You gotta go
that
back. Watch Dre Greenlaw's. I think because what did he go down the second drive or the third drive? You gotta
something like,
watch
it was
him
like
flying
mad
around on
early.
the first two drives on defense. He was flying around like a fucking demon,
Nah,
dude.
yeah, he was.
That
He
was
was
the
going
funniest
crazy.
shit. I remember watching that. Like Dre's off one today, and then there he goes. You can't laugh at an injury, but I mean that one was like
Now, I'm
Jesus
not laughing at
Christ,
injury.
bro.
I'm laughing at what he did before this shit. Like,
He was flying around. He was jumping at knees. He was jumping at ankles. He was off one. But speaking of Dre
this
Greenlaw, he'll be a
nigga.
Patriot also.
I hope the Niners sign him. I hope though.
No, No, he's already walked. His wife already said they already fucking. That's the other thing with the 49ers is this isn't a fucking reality TV show, man. This is professional football. Why the fuck do I know what's going on with the 49ers wives and girlfriends, man? I didn't sign up for that shit. But why do I know that Dre Greenlaw and the rest of the 49ers wives and girlfriends, whatever, they threw a going away party for Dre Greenlaw's wife?
Yeah,
What
I
the
saw that.
fuck? Why the fuck do I know that? I shouldn't know that shit. That's why the team fucking sucks. But I do know it. And for that reason, I think they're gonna Dre Greenlaw's out the door.
Oh my fucking gosh.
Next year the Super Bowl is in next year the Super Bowl is in Levi's.
See, they're trying to rig that shit so y'all can get there and fucking lose that shit.
We have an easy schedule next year. We
Give
could
him
get
a good draft pick, an easy schedule.
now y'all gonna get there, but I don't know if y'all gonna win that shit.
Ben Levi, could you imagine, man, if the 49ers lose the Super Bowl, we're just going to say in San Jose, just make the generalization, that's close enough. If the 49ers lose the Super Bowl in San Jose, the crime rate is going to fucking, it's going to break records, man.
Bro,
The
it's gonna
amount of
go
crime
crazy.
committed in San Jose next year, if they lose, when they lose in San Jose, holy shit.
No,
Bro, if
no.
they win, it's gonna be the same shit.
Exactly. Yeah, regardless, actually, of what happens, the crime rate is going to go
Gonna be the
up.
same shit.
Could you imagine a fucking Cowboys Niners NFC Championship in San Jose?
Oh my
That shit would be
God.
fucking crazy.
Oh my
Bro,
God.
imagine a Raiders versus the Niners in the Super Bowl.
In the
I was
Super
literally
Bowl, I
about
was
to say
thinking that one too,
hypothetically, if the Raiders and Niners Super
yeah.
Bowl in Levi's, oh my God.
Yo, it's gonna be so much shit going on.
That
Bring
shit
in
is gonna be. I hope they just bring Cowboys fans just for the fuck of it, just to throw them in the mix.
Hell yeah, bro. That's
Just get
fucking
Cowboys
body
fans
bags some
tickets to the
shit.
Niners
Punch it
Raiders
back.
get Super Bowl. Yeah. Oh my Lord, man. That's
Bring
gonna be
the Coast Guard,
generational.
man.
Bring the National Guard. Bring everybody. Bring everybody, man. The Super Bowl in San Jose next year is gonna be a joke.
Yeah. Shit.
Last time I was there in Carolina, Kevin didn't want to take a picture with me, so that's why he lost that Super Bowl, because
Oh
Mike Bernard
yeah,
cursed.
I remember that. Yeah, the Mike Bernard curse.
Yeah, you don't want that on you. Now look where he's at. He's freaking ain't doing shit now, actually.
You're about to say he's doing podcasts. I said, so are we, brother.
Yay, but he's an NFL player, man. He's an
Yeah.
NFL player.
Fucking yeah,
Crazy.
Cam Newton told Mike Bernard to fuck off. I forgot about that.
Didn't say shit. He had his little bitch boy say something to us. He didn't say nothing.
I forgot about that. That was funny. Oh
Yeah.
my God. Next year, Super Bowl in San Jose.
That's crazy.
And the Niners have one of the easiest schedules. They have a high draft pick. When was the last time the Niners had a, we can say top, they're 11, but say we say top 10 draft pick.
Was that Nick Bosa?
Yeah.
Oh no, Trey Lance.
Oh yeah, Trey. Don't forget Trey.
Fucking bitch ass Trey. I knew it from the
Wait,
get
when they
go.
t what they took him? Like number three?
Two.
Yeah,
Was it
two.
two or three? Three.
We have like 12 and we traded up to three or something like that.
Yeah, that's what it was. You had 12 and traded up three. 'Cause I remember they weren't that bad to where they had a top three pick naturally.
Nick Bosa. Think so.
Where'd the Warner go?
He was late.
Yeah.
I think he was like fourth or fifth round. 'Cause where did he go? BYU? How the
Yeah.
fuck you missed that? He went to BYU. Nobody was looking at BYU back then.
I had to get the Niners do a great job with the scouting. They do a
Did
phenomenal
he?
job.
Wait, I want to make sure he did before. Right?
No,
Everyone
yeah,
went to BYU, right? Yeah.
he went to BYU. He went to BYU.
Yeah.
Which also Steve Young did, and Steve Young's great grandpa or grandpa actually is Brigham Young, if you guys didn't know that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that. There you go, Porch Talk listeners. Learn
Wait,
something new
what?
every day. I didn't know that.
Steve Young went to BYU, and Brigham Young is Steve Young's like grandpa or great grandpa or something like that.
Oh,
Damn, I didn't
who?
know that.
Like, what
Yeah.
he like? What he do? What his grandfather
The
do?
fucking school's named after him.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Like, think about it. BYU is Brigham Young University, Steve Young. I never thought
Yeah.
about that.
Yeah. Where's that
Oh,
shit at?
shit. Utah, the Mormons.
Oh. Yeah, nobody
That's
even.
where Zach Wilson went.
Yep. Nobody even fuck about BYU.
Yeah.
I
They
mean,
were
for
decent this year. They were ranked this year.
yeah.
No, I'm playing. The BYU be nice.
They have the only Jewish quarterback. Shout out. Notice how I
They've
didn't
got
say
one
like
of
notice how I didn't say like professional league or like anything, just the only Jewish quarterback
their
because it's just
they basketball the high number one high school player committed
Oh
there.
yeah, AJ?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, he's disgusting.
Hell yeah.
He's gonna be a problem for a long time.
Wait, Xavier, real quick. I don't know if we I forgot if we got an answer from you or not, but who do you want the Dolphins to pick up? I forgot. Did we talk about
Yeah, oh
did
yeah, we did it at
Dude,
13.
what's McMillan? I don't
Oh
know
yeah,
his first
yeah,
name
Tet.
from Arizona, the wide
Yeah,
receiver.
Tetroa.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
the
Poor
McMillan.
man's Mike Evans.
Good corner. Who do you want from the Patriots then?
Abdul, baby, at four. If it's not Abdul Carter, I'm gonna be sad. I'm gonna be really sad.
Well, they
And
said
if
the
it,
Giants might pick Hunter.
I think they need
yeah.
a quarterback.
That
They
should
do,
be.
but who do they take at three?
If Cam Ward. I don't know. There's no way one and two isn't Cam Ward and Shador.
Yeah, I agree with you. Is Tennessee fully off on Willie Levi's? Have they come out and said that?
Should they might because they fired their general manager. He's the one that picked Levi's.
Oh, true. So
So
yeah,
they might be moving on.
I could see him, don't shoot me, but I could see maybe them going Travis at one because that secondary would be nice. They have L'Jarius Sneed, Trav on the other side of the ball.
Do you think they would play him two-way or just put him at
No,
cornerback?
hell no, you are not playing two-way in the NFL. I don't care if you are Jesus Christ himself. There's no way you can play two-way, two sides of the ball.
Do you think he can be the first one to do it?
No,
Nah,
there's been
fuck that.
players that do it, like not obviously every snap. Like there's been like Marcus Jones for the Patriots. He was drafted as a two-way. He plays DB primarily and they'll get him in on offense. That'll probably would have been maybe like a couple of plays they'll
He should
scheme up
play
for
DB.
him. But yeah, he'll be DB for 95% of the
I
time.
think he plays better at DB.
Think it gets
I do
a
too. You think Travis Hunter next year gets an offensive touchdown?
Yeah, he'll get
Oh,
one.
hell yeah.
Yeah, he'll get
First
one for sure.
game, they're going to try to get him on offense, probably.
That you think that's a bet? That would be a cool bet. First
Trav
game?
in.
Not
Trav
for
Hunter
him.
might
Like, score like fucking 15 some touchdowns. 50, yeah, 15 touchdowns his first year.
So who you have Shador, you have Cam going one?
I think Cam going one.
Yeah, I think Cam's better.
I do too.
You
For
see
me, it's
how
just
calm he be?
it may be stupid, but like if I'm an NFL GM and I'm drafting a guy, quarterback is the position group that matters the most with adversity on the field. Like when you're losing, when you throw a pick, whatever, like how do you respond to that type of shit? Shador grew up as Deion Sanders' son. Could you imagine being Deion Sanders' kid? Like he has to say Shador grew up with a silver spoon up his ass is an understatement. He grew up with a silver house up his ass. I mean, Shador has lived like a goddamn prince for 20 years. He's been, and the other thing you got to acknowledge, Prime has been the head coach everywhere that Shador's played ball. So every system Shador has been his daddy running the shit and calling everything for Shador. So now when Shador is not under Prime, and you gotta remember that he's never really faced adversity in his life because I mean I doubt Shador was worried about the light bill going off or if there was food in the fridge. I'm not saying I'm not saying that's the case for Cam Ward, but I can just speak to the fact that I know Shador Sanders has probably faced very, very little
He smell
adversity in
food
his
when he
life.
wake up.
That's what I'm saying. He had a chef in the kitchen. He had his bed made. Shador Sanders had maids making his bed before he even woke up. He's waking up. The royal penis has been cleaned. That was Shador Sanders' life. So
Waking up
I
with breakfast and everything.
yeah,
Orange
it's
juice,
not
all that.
exactly. Cam Ward, he came from a normal family. I think his mother was in the military. I think his father was in the military, but just normal kid in Texas, normal life. I don't think he had like a difficult upbringing, but definitely nothing like Shador Sanders had. So if I'm an NFL GM to cut this yapping, I'm picking a guy that's lived a normal life and has never had his dad be the head coach at every program. Over the contrary.
And they said, and they said that he like Cam Thomas and a little bit like Kawhi. So I'm taking the dude like that.
What, like just shut up and play?
Yeah, like
Like
somebody
put his
that's
head
just
down?
quiet, put his head
Yeah.
down. Like,
Yeah, I agree with you.
just go throw some touchdowns.
Speaking of Kawhi, before we head out, anybody else see that video of Dwayne Wade teaching? Zaya
Say it
had a
again.
dribble. Anybody see the
No.
video doing it? Okay. I'll
Wait,
pull it up for it before we head
let's
out.
pull
Wait,
up
I'll
in a
pull it
minute.
up on the shit. Hold on. Let me find it real quick.
Uh-oh.
It was D. I saw it on the Jeff T podcast.
No, I saw
You know
that
what I'm
too.
talking about? Let
Yeah.
me find the video. Wayne Wade. Name Zaya, I think that's her name. I got that. Right here. Oh, shit. Oh, we're gonna run out of time. Screen share, quick, Connor. Here it is. David, you see the shit?
Let me
You watching this?
see.
You watching this, David? Wow, that's too
Yo,
good.
I saw that
Yeah,
shit when the I saw that shit when I saw the Jeff T clip. I was like,
yeah.
when I saw that's what I found out. I was like, yo,
All
nah, I'm dead, bro.
right, gentlemen.